In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. These are the words from today's epistle from St. Paul to the Romans. To the Romans. This exhortation he is giving to the people of Rome. Is it not amazing that it would fall on the same day when Holy Mother Church would tell us of the miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ performed to the Roman centurion? Our Lord provides for us an example of the words that he preaches. He just came down from the mountain. He came down where he preached the Sermon on the Mount, when he would fulfill and establish the precepts of the eternal law of his covenant, namely in the Beatitudes, in the great phrase, to seek first the kingdom of God, and all else shall be granted unto you. Coming down from that lofty place where he was being listened to because he was speaking good words, he would descend into the valley, into the city of Capernaum, in order to enter back into the world and be amidst those who had not heard the truth that he spoke. Entering back into the world, there approached him an outcast, a leper. With great faith, the unclean man said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me of my disease." And our Lord, at that moment, would render good to those plagued by evil. That in response to sin, our Lord Jesus Christ would do good to not only forgive the sins of those who would ask for forgiveness, but would also heal their body in order that the temple of their soul may carry them forthwith, and that they would be able to persevere in the faith that they used to ask for mercy. He would continue on, and he would be approached by a pagan Roman soldier. These men who were known for humiliating the Jewish people, for doing evil to the chosen ones of God. And yet our Lord overcomes evil by good. And because of the humility of the centurion to ask for mercy, and the faith with which he knew our Lord's word could heal, that same authority that would create the heavens and the earth from the very beginning. "Let there be light," he said, and light was made. The very same authority that would say, "Let us make man in our own image, male and female, let us create them." And they were made good in the sight of God. This centurion, this pagan, this unbeliever had enough faith to acknowledge the authority of God and that his word would make it true. He saw that our Lord Jesus Christ was the truth. But how? How did an unbeliever receive the truth? Through his charity. Truth must always be lived in a profound charity, a love of Almighty God and a love of each and every single one of his creatures, especially those made in his image and likeness, our fellow men. That those you pass on the street, just like our Lord who descended from the mountain into the valleys, that when we leave the walls of this church, of this sacred place, and we enter back into the highways and byways of this confused and chaotic world, that when we pass those in the street, when we interact with those in our daily lives, that our charity would cultivate the goodness of their will in order that their intellect would be more disposed to receiving that truth. The truth as it appeals to the intellect must be ascended to by the act of the will. And if that will is not in the presence of something that is good and is beautiful and is loving, then it will have an obstacle in order to embrace that truth. Let us never place obstacles in the way of what it is that God wishes to do for those who have the humility to ask for forgiveness. For the charity that we show to them will soften their hearts, allowing them to say, I am a sinner. Have mercy on me, my God, O Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me. I am unworthy that you should enter into my soul. But if you say the word, my soul shall be healed. This profound act of faith, where it acknowledges the authority of the Word of God incarnate, the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ, which give grace to the soul and thereby salvation, first at baptism, where the priest, in the voice of God, says, I baptize thee. I cleanse thee of all sin. And now I make you a child of God. And if we should ever have the misfortune to fall into mortal sin after that most blessed day of our baptism, that those most beautiful words, perhaps the most beautiful on this side of heaven that our ears shall ever hear, I absolve you of your sins, that we hear when we have the humility to go to the confessional and ask God in faith for the forgiveness of our sins. We know this to be true because of the love of our God that at one time or another we have experienced through his instruments. Be those instruments to the world of charity. Of charity and kindness in the midst of a world wrought with evil. And you shall save souls yourself because you will bring them to the fountain of God's mercy. A few days from now, we will celebrate the feast of Saint Francis de Sales, that great saint who is known as the gentleman saint and the doctor of divine charity. He teaches us how to preach the truth. He teaches us in what way to proclaim the gospel in a world that will not hear its words. That our actions in charity preach, softening the hearts of those who are too hard to hear the beauty of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we are disciples of St. Francis de Sales, if we take his spirituality into the world in which we live today, we will overcome the evils of our times by rendering good and beauty to those who need it most. And in doing so, we shall fulfill the most lofty of precepts of the gospel: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. We are all unworthy that God would enter into our souls. And we use these very words, the words of a pagan, before we approach the communion rail to receive our God in the most holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, who we believe with that same authority that created the heavens and the earth, that same authority that would heal the servant of the centurion by his word, that the words of consecration given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ change substantially bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our God. We are not worthy to receive what he offers to us. But if he but only say the word, our souls shall be healed. Approach our Lord in the most blessed sacrament with great humility and with great faith, remembering that the most holy Eucharist is not a reward for the perfect. It is a remedy for the sick. It is the medicine that our divine doctor, our Lord Jesus Christ, offers to each and every single one of us. And by faith, we humbly approach to be healed, and to be made whole, that with the charity of God dwelling in us, we would take that charity into the world, where the truth would be lived in charity, and that souls may come to Christ because of the charity they see in us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.